Coach's Insight programs continuing here on Care 93.7 FM. Brandy Tamman with you. It's brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. We're joined now by the Jefferson County North boys basketball coach. That is Corey Knoll. Coach, teams have been playing some good ball here. Last a few games, three-game streak after a three-point loss to one of the top teams in the league in Moorhill Mounts Academy. And most recently, Tuesday at Oskaloosa, getting it done. 12-point win, 49-37. You know, take us back to that one. What'd you like and what you see?
Yeah, I was really proud of the way our guys played for most of the game. You know, one of the hurdles we've been having lately is we've had a lot of sickness going through our school. So the last four games, we've had four different starting lineups. So it's been good to see some guys step up. And, you know, I think down the stretches will help us a little bit. You know, so some guys getting some extra time, finding out different roles, different ways to play, different groups on the court. So that's been good. But for Oski last night, you know, I thought we played really well. I thought for, you know, a little over three quarters in the fourth quarter, had a lot of turnovers. Luckily we had a little bit of a lead at that point, but, Oskaloosa was really kind of able to close the gap some. Luckily we could hold off long enough, but, the turnovers at the end killed us. But outside of that, I thought we played a pretty solid game.
Guys have put together a quality season to this point, but still a lot to play for, including the final three games here of the regular season. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you talk about the sickness that's been kind of going around, and you've had to, you know, shuffle the pieces a little bit and have multiple starting lineups, yet you're still able to rack off three straight wins. And then the one right before that, just a three-point loss to a very good Moorhill Mounts Academy team. But, you know, even in the beginning of the season, you had a lot of these kids part of the football team who made that run to the state title, so you had to push that first game out. You know, guys are tired, taking a while to get their legs under it. So when you compare kind of the first half, how that went, you get everybody back and going. Now you got to deal with all this sickness. It's just kind of been an up and down ride in that regard.
For sure, yeah. It's been kind of a unique season. You know, we only had three practices before our first game, and we were trying to just get to the Christmas break stretch to, you know, get some practice time and get guys, you know, back in the rhythm of basketball. And then so, you know, we felt good coming out of Christmas break, and then we had all those snow and cancellation games. And so we had about another week off practice there, which really hurt us. And I thought sort of near the midseason tournament, we kind of hit the lowest point of our season. We lost two straight. We weren't playing very good basketball. Since then, the kind of message has been to, every week, every game, just get a little bit better. So we're a dangerous team at time for sub-state. You know, that's the ultimate goal is to win your sub-state. And I thought since that moment, little by little, we've improved our game, each time around. And so I'm hoping we can keep that same trajectory here in these last three games of the year.
Yeah. As you mentioned, really since that point, you guys have won four of five of your last seven, but now you get ready for a makeup game on Thursday with, Jackson Heights, of course, very solid team. And then Friday at Valley Falls before the regular season finale against ACCHS on Tuesday. I guess with this makeup game with Jackson Heights, what's kind of the expectation for this one?
Yeah, it's two tough games back-to-back. Jackson Heights, we lost to earlier in the year. You know, that was sort of in the stretch. I thought we only put up 26 points that game, which has been our season low. And Jackson Heights is good defense, too, so that was part of it. But I think our guys are kind of looking forward to the challenge of, you know, getting one, hopefully getting another game back versus Jackson Heights that, you know, we didn't play very well the first time. But, you know, with Valley Falls and Jackson Heights coming up and league standings, you know, some of it's still open. I told that to our guys. There's still opportunities, you know, for chances at league, and then obviously sub-state seeding. But we just got to take care of our business here in these next two games.
Yeah, so still certainly, again, a lot to play for. You mentioned sub-state seeding. We'll talk about that more a little bit next week. But, yeah, the league race is still wide open here with about two, three games left here for most of these teams. So it's going to be a lot of fun watching this one down the stretch. That's Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Knoll joining us again, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. They will get a makeup with Jackson Heights Thursday, followed by a trip to Valley Falls Friday, ACCHS in the finale early next week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.